the ignoring thought, I'm just a bit confused between now going back to your mindfulness support. How is that not ignoring the thoughts?
Okay, very important. We'll come to that now. First of all, we need to understand that ignoring requires some form of decision not to know about it. And it carries the energy of, I don't want you to be here.
Denial.
Well, there would be an element of denial, yes. Now, we're looking at a very subtle process, aren't we, in the mind? Huh? And there's intention, but it's very subtle, isn't it? You know, it's not an intention you clearly form in your mind. It's like a subtle response that you often don't even notice. This is why it's so problematic. Often these things are happening and we don't notice them. See the distinction? It's like, I'm not going to do anything that makes it obvious. I'm just going to put that mental block there. Whereas pushing away has a much more active component to it.
So the same suppression.
Well, ignoring will result in a more profound form of suppression than trying to get rid of. The deepest suppression will come from ignoring, yes. They will both result in levels of suppression, but the ignoring will result in a deeper level of suppression. Okay, so those are the three ways we become involved with thoughts when they come into our minds. Now, next we come to how our training works. We learn to settle the mind. What did we do? We introduced a number of important ingredients. Number one, we regulated the breath. That means straight away you are doing something. You are breathing in a way you don't normally. You're breathing slightly more deeply. Number two, we were counting. Now, both of those require quite a lot of focused attention, don't they? And these are the two words you need to remember. Focus and attention. And this is what we're training ourselves to do all the time. We're training ourselves to refocus our attention. Now, if you think of it, all the time in your life, you are focusing your attention on something or other. A lot of the time, you're focusing your attention on things outside. You know, if you watch yourself in the course of the day, you're always looking for something to catch your eye, something that's interesting, something you like, something you want to engage. Do you notice that? Mm-hmm. So your attention is always looking. If there's something you don't like, you try to divert your attention away from it. Whether it be a situation, an event, a person, or whatever. So we're always making these choices, putting our attention where we like it, and removing our attention from something we don't like. Can you see this in your life? So we understand that our mode of being in life involves always directing attention. The next point is, what is the result of that? What is the result of always focusing attention? What are we doing when we focus attention?
Creating a preference.
Well, preference will definitely be there.
We're engaging.
We are definitely narrowing.
in the present.
What are we narrowing? We're channeling energy. All the time, energy is involved. So, our absolutely basic understanding is energy follows focus. Energy follows focus. It's like a hose pipe. You're holding a hose pipe and water is squirting out of it. If you point that hose pipe at a person, the energy hits that person, i.e. the water. If you turn it away to a tree, it hits the tree. That's the energy. That's exactly what our minds are like. Your thought is energy. It's an energy system. And all the time what we're learning to do is train the way that energy works through us. Training the flow of energy. A person who's always scattered, never in focus, has that sense of scattered energy. You've probably felt it yourselves sometimes, where your mind just doesn't want to come into focus. It's all scattered. Have you noticed that? There are other times when you're very calm and relaxed, and your energy can really be in focus, and those are the times when you probably achieve most, because your energy really follows a smooth, directed channel. So we're working with the principle of energy follows focus. As soon as we do those two exercises for settling the mind, we are creating a very strong artificial focus for our energy, the regulated breath and the counting. Those two bring the energy into focus. Now, when I say this, it may sound as though we're talking about concentration. And there is certainly an element of concentration in our training. Concentration implies bringing our energy away from being scattered and focused into a chosen direction. Yes? However, there's a very big difference between mindful training and concentration. Concentration is focus on a chosen point and exclusion of everything else. So there are two elements to concentration. Focus on a chosen point and exclusion of everything else. And you probably noticed this in yourself. If you've been totally concentrated on something, you lose touch with what's going on around you. Somebody may talk to you, or something may happen, and you just don't notice it. Yes? You all notice that. That's concentration. Nothing wrong with it. Point I'm making is, it's different from what we're learning. So, we have an element of concentration in our training, definitely, because we bring our attention into focus. However, it is what we might call non-excluding concentration, because although we focus, we train ourselves to remain aware of everything else that is happening.